Chardonnay's been working on something. And she said, oh, daddy, let me, I want it. And I said, and that's not about you.
Wow. And she still calls you daddy. How old is she now?
How old is she? She's like, I think she's between 6 and 32. Anyway, she worked on, and okay, all right, here you go. Oh, now she's shy. Do you want her to play it for you? It's for you, Nikki.
Absolutely.
All right.
Ask her. I'll be disappointed if she doesn't.
She's shy. No, she's shy. Okay, here you go. 3, 2, here you go. And okay. No.
Oh.
Tempo. Yes. And dun, dun. Good. Dumb. You're so dumb. You're so dumb.
Are you sure she's not a toddler still?
No, she's not. And this is the part I caught her. I said, now you really kick it in. I said, you got to bring out the other instruments. Listen to this. I taught her this part. 2, 3, 4. Yes. Yep.
Oh, Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's upped her game.
Yeah.
But you know what? She said she wanted to play at the wedding this past weekend when Nikki got married. And I said, no.
Why did you say no?
It's not about you, Chardonnay. She always tries to steal a spotlight. Oh, daddy, can I play at your wedding? No. And you can't
just
play
being generous and thoughtful.
Tell her thank you so much. I think it's funny. We've been friends for, you know, 15 years and I've never met her. It's interesting. You have a child I've never met.
Well, Nikki got married. The Chardonnay tempo. Nikki got married. Oh my God. On a yacht. Oh my God. We are going to break it all down.
Oh my gosh.
Everything that happened. It was a payoff of something we shared on the last episode. We'll tell you all about that. Big reaction to Grandma's butthole. That's what I'm getting to. Big reaction to Grandma's butthole on Facebook. Plus, you guys, I found something in a hotel that I was staying in.
Okay.
That may be the grossest thing you could find.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Tell me it was the hotel I provided. Oh no.
Come on. Lots more show. Come on.
Oh no.
Keep you coming back. This is tough love, honey. You can count on that. Straight talk with Ross.
Woo!
Straight talk with Ross. Every week, straight talk with Ross. With Malone and Nikki. Straight talk with Ross. Mumbo jumbo jive. Straight talk with Ross. Straight talk with Ross.
Hi, hey, welcome.
Wow.
Aggressive.
The remix.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Nikki, you got married and I was there and Malone was there and Baby Doll was there.
It was magic.
No quesadillas. No quesadillas were there at the wedding. It was magical on this beautiful yacht that went out into Marina Del Rey. How many people were there?
I think it was 58, something. It was a very tiny amount of people.
I think it was 69, but there were 69 people there and we went out and it was, the perfect weather. It was like 75 degrees. It was so beautiful. Nikki, I'm telling you, you look so stunning.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
You did, Nikki.
You
did. One of the most beautiful brides.
Well, can I tell you, that's very sweet. A lot went into that. So I appreciate that compliment because my makeup artist and hair gal ended up getting COVID 3 days before the wedding. So I had to randomly find a hair gal. And I did
a hair gal is a gal, gal. Is a word that you don't hear a lot anymore. Gal.
Gal.
Oh, she's a, my mom always, oh, she's such a nice gal. Yeah, we don't say gal enough.
Hair gal.
Yeah. Let's bring gal back.
Let's do it.
Let's make gal great again.
Gal Gadot just enters the Zoom.
Hello. So tell me about this hair gal.
So my hair gal came to my room. I had never met her. And she did exactly what I wanted, which was a far departure from what I originally wanted. So I just threw it all. I threw all my ideas in the trash and started fresh on wedding day. And then I did 700 different tutorials on YouTube to learn how to do contouring and makeup. And then I went and spent a ton of money on makeup. And I did my own makeup on my wedding day.
And you know what?
Wow.
It was meant to be because you look so beautiful. A bold red lip. You can see pictures on our Instagram and everything. Just stunning. I would say your dress and look was second only in terms of buzzed about moments from the wedding. Was second only to Malone. What do you think it was second only to in terms of what people were really talking about after the wedding?
After the wedding?
Mm-hmm. Right after the wedding. What was the number one thing? I mean, number two was probably
Grandma's butthole.
Nope. Nope. Not Grandma's butthole. That's probably with three, and then Tommy's four. But number one.
Oh, I don't know. I have a strange feeling that it has to do with something I was wearing?
No, it has to do with how wonderfully I did as an officiant.
Can we break that down?
Thank you. That is the most important. I'm speaking for the audience. This is them. Oh, great. Nikki got married. Mm-hmm. How did Ross do as the officiant?
Absolutely. They want to know. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. The most important thing that I wanted, you were amazing. And the important thing was that I wanted the vibe to be a party vibe. Mm-hmm. So I'm downstairs waiting to make the grand entrance so that Tommy doesn't see me. And I see and picture you walking down the aisle. Now I can't visually see it. I'm imagining it because the timing of the music, right?
Yes. And you're wearing a beautiful white dress with a bold red lip. What am I wearing for your wedding? What did I choose as an officiant outfit to wear?
Well, you went with the color scheme, which was like blues and lavenders and purples, which was lovely. You had this beautiful blue, tie or anything. It's sort of an open shirt.
It was on your
hair looked dapper and your cute little shoes.
Yeah, a little Gucci slide. A little Gucci slide that I got at Nordstrom Rack. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You looked dapper. And as you're walking down the aisle, the entire crowd erupts into like a stadium cheer. It sounded like
it was. Wait, so I walked into the part, the level of the yacht where the wedding was. This is before Nikki, and you walk in, everyone's sitting, and everyone just starts clapping. I'm like, this is the best. This is the best gig ever. This is great. The audience is here for it. I'm a hit, and it hasn't even happened yet. No, it truly is not about me. I'm totally kidding. But I will say, you know, when Nikki officiated our wedding, I was like, I told her, why are you nervous? What, you know, don't be nervous. It's just us, you know? But I got it. I got why you were nervous. It's like a thing.
You nervous?
It wasn't about nerves. It's like I said before, I want to get it right for you. You and Tommy, Nikki, you and Tommy mean so much to me and to Baby Doll and our family and to Malone and to our Straight Talk family. And you've always been there for us. And you show up like a fucking bitch in a good way, you know, like all the time. You just show
up.
True. And in any time, you know, crunch time, you call Nikki, and this was crunch time for you. And so I wanted to be worthy of it.
It was perfection. And everyone gave their favorite part of what you said. And everyone had different parts. You were funny. You made everyone laugh. It was like a stand-up act. It was so damn funny, but connected and loving. And Tommy said he's not great with being in front of crowds, right? I mean, was a singer in a band and all that, but this is a very different thing when you're hosting something or when you're like the one talking. And I think Tommy was a little nervous and he said, I've never felt more connected to Ross than I did on our wedding day. Cause he looked at me and he touched me.
I was like I really was. I was trying to I fuck both of you up there.
Oh,
you know,
I
fuck, you know,
well,
where it's
well,
just...
you also, I fuck the audience.
Did you notice? You've got to make eye contact with the audience. You have to engage.
No, there is a thing that Ross does that is my favorite and I'm obsessed with it. And I told you about this at the wedding.
I know what it is.
First of all,
Malone doesn't watch and say, oh, Ross, that line was funny or very touching when you said that. No, what he loves, what he savors is the in-between.
Okay. But I just got to back up, Nikki. Your boobs look really good, too.
Thank you.
I told Tommy really that you good. Said they were that. Under He's, this like veil. Like I've never seen boobs look that good.
Thank you. Wow.
So Ross does his shtick, you know, his jokes, his pauses, you know, he works the audience, giggle, laugh.
I'm creating a moment.
Then he moves to the side, you know, to give somebody some space to speak, you know, say their wedding wishes for you.
So like Nikki's when brother gets up and I say, oh, welcome Nikki's brother. And then I step aside because it's not
about
me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when he steps aside, he does this thing. And it's really okay. He does this thing where he stands there and he purses his lips a little bit and he kind of holds his hands together and he looks approvingly and lovingly at you, the audience, the just the whole thing. He takes it. He's taking it all and kind of bowing his head like, yes, thank you. Very nice. Thank you so much. Oh, isn't that cute? Like, I can hear the internal dialogue going on. And I know what it sounds like in my head, what I'm interpreting it as. And it's very much like, oh, so nice. Thank you. Oh, I love you. Yeah. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, yeah. Good to see you. Thank you. It's, and he said, I brought it up to him afterwards, and he goes, well, that's what Shirley MacLaine would do.
Wait, explain that to me. I'm not following that.
Yeah, well, like you, because you're performing, you're like, Shirley MacLaine's a great actress, and she's performing even when she's listening. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just perform when you talk. And so in that, when I step aside, what I'm really thinking about is like what I have to do next, what the next beats are, like what's coming up, where do I grab the mic? And meanwhile, you have to be in performance mode. So you watch Shirley MacLaine in scenes where she's not talking.
It's true.
And she's listening and she's engaged. And you know what? I know what she's thinking. She's thinking of her next line. That's what you do as a performer. You're thinking about what do I do next? But you've got to look like you're in the moment. So when I'm up there and other people are, part of my job is to help sell everything. I'm wedding lube at that point.
Yeah, you were wedding lube.
Put me on every
wedding lube.
I'm wedding lube. Put me on every part of it so it all goes smooth and easy. Goes in easy.
But there's no break to your character. You are completely in it 100%. Like I couldn't do that. I would stop and go like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, no.
Like I would be like, no. Really? Like, you're very, very theatrical.
Mm-hmm. Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine.
I also have to say, Malone, best thing you ever did, Nikki, was having this wedding on a boat. One, Malone couldn't leave. Couldn't leave.
Trapped him.
Nice way to trap me.
And
trap everyone.
But I acknowledged that, didn't I, Malone, to you?
You did. And I think having a party or a wedding or something like that on a boat is actually really smart because you want your guests to stay. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to make them stay.
And also, the food you have is the food that's on the boat.
That's right.
So no one can do a special order. And like Malone and my wedding, can I get a quesadilla? Can't do that. The only way you're going to get something else to eat, motherfucker, is if you jump off the boat and go fishing.
Oh, my God. I almost asked them if they could make just one quesadilla on the boat for you.
But oh my God, I would have been so overwhelmed happy about with that.
I will
you
say
many people have been telling me that the quesadilla thing's been played out and to stop it on the podcast. It makes me want to talk about it more. Makes me want to bring more quesadillas into everything I go to.
And they can't tell me when to get over something. I'm not over it yet.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you.
Speaking of not over it yet. Oh my God. If you listened last week, Nikki called me and said, remember that funny story about my friend's mom who showed her butthole on Facebook. Well, she did it again. We should have her on the show. And I was like, should we? Yeah, I guess we could have her on the show. Maybe that story would resonate. Maybe it'd be a cute little thing. The response to grandma's butthole.
Oh my God.
Overwhelming. Did you guys get Nikki? You were a little busy with the wedding, but I was inundated with grandma's butthole emails.
You know what's funny is I didn't get any grandma's butthole, which I'm surprised because I was the origin of the butthole. Like I brought the butthole to the show. So yeah. I didn't so what were people asking?
Mm-hmm. It was the thought. Thank you for sharing. Oh my God. I laughed so hard. They loved it. And if you, it inspired songs. This is Cookie, the very own. Here's a Jake Tittle. Jake Tittle.
No, Baby Doll Rejection.
Baby Doll Rejector.
Thank you.
He Rejector. A song about grandma's butthole. Do you want to hear it?
Does a chicken have a pecker?
Yeah.
As Malone would say.
Jake Tittle. With grandma's butt on Facebook. 75 degrees.
Holy shit. What the fuck? Is that a picture of grandma's butt? Is that for real? Oh, yikes. Then it's already got 75 likes. See it even in my dreams. Forever etched in my memory. Why are you so bad with technology? To forget, it's gonna take years of therapy. What you've done couldn't get any worse. But he put it up twice to the metaverse. Grandma's butthole on Facebook.
He Thank you.
The best thing he does is cut his songs off.
Yeah.
I love it.
The audio wasn't great on that one, but the sentiment was.
Yeah.
Thank you, Baby Doll Rejection.
I will tell you, too, your friend, Ms. James, who yeah. was on the program, it's a pseudonym for her, who showed us the picture, showed you the picture, told us the story. Right. At the wedding, she showed me and my baby doll the in Wellington the picture mm-hmm. and showed Malone the picture. This was with approval from her mother to do so.
Right.
And we filmed our reaction looking at it. And if you go to the Kiss Kiss Club, you can see the reaction videos.
So good.
Yeah.
It was shocking to see it. I had a vision. I had a vision in my head of what mm-hmm. it was.
I did too.
And it was much more. Malone said aggressive, yes. violent,
vulgar.
Well,
it wasn't a cute starfish. That's all I'll say. I thought it would be a starfish.
It was much more out. The word I'm going to use is cavernous.
That's a good word. Open cavern.
Yeah, it was it
blowhole.
Was,
it was really
a blowhole. But Nikki,
do you think you would have known it was a butthole if you didn't know it was a butthole? Would
no.
you have been okay?
I don't know what I would have thought I was looking at. A jellyfish, maybe? It was
a jellyfish.
It was really bizarre. And it's not the only song. Cookie Elefante herself has submitted a song all about trying to get grandma to take down her butthole uh-huh. picture from Facebook. Here's Cookie Elefante.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Did you just post that picture? Cause I got something to say about it. Say about it. It goes something like this. Don't post that photo of your butthole on Facebook. You know you've got to take it down quickly before everybody gets a good look.
Look at Levante.
Oh, we're supposed to duet with him now?
Take it down.
I will. Really more.
I do too. That wasn't long enough. Good job, Cooks. TikTok star Cookie. Have you seen how many followers and likes and comments he gets on TikTok?
Well, Cookie is quite the gal.
I'm happy for him. You know, he found this thing.
God, you're funny.
I should make that my TikTok handle, quite the gal. That's cute.
Well, believe it or not, I have a story to tell you when we come back. Have you ever, you've heard those things in, about hotel rooms, like, oh man, don't get the black light out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to like talk myself down every time I go into one. When we come back, I'm going to tell you my worst nightmare came true.
Oh my God.
Street talk we'll be right back. Ross.
Oh, this terrifies
street
me.
No, please stop. Please.
With
no.
Chardonnay.
No.
Ross
no. Please. No.
Friend.
Please. No. We'll be right back. Chardonnay, stop it. Jesus. Cookie, sing us out to break.
I love it. It just starts right back up.
Come on, mom. Did you just post that picture? Cause I got something to say about it. It goes something like this. Don't post that photo of your butthole on Facebook. You know you've got to take it down. Everybody gets a good look.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen. America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the program.
Oh, this song's it. Listen to this
that music.
It's time to play the new game show, Sweeping the Nation. Of course, you know the game show. It's called What Did I Find in My Hotel Room That Was Disgusting?
I'm scared. Can you tell me which hotel room it was? Was it from my wedding? It was, wasn't it?
No, it was not. So I have, if you know anything about me, welcome back to the show. It was not from your wedding. I have spent, in the past 6 weeks, I have been home in a bed. I did the math. In one of my houses for 12 days. I have just been in hotels nonstop. Yeah. And it was not you. The hotel where the wedding was, Nikki, was beautiful. But Malone, you know this. As I'm not loyal to any one hotel, as I'm shooting the show, I can never talk about it every summer. But I always try to say around Burbank, there's, you know, one I really like, but it's kind of expensive. And as you add up, like it starts getting expensive. So I do these like apps, like what hotel tonight can I get for cheap or something? And I try to pick one and well, that looks like a shithole, but that one looks okay. And it's almost like hotel roulette. Right. You never know what you're going to get. And I found a couple I like, but every once in a while, it's, they give you a shit room. You're like, oh, whatever. What?
Hotel roulette could be a dangerous game. You have to have a lot of bravery for that, Ross.
You do. Thank you so much for noticing. I have done fine, you know, and I do think about how disgusting hotels are. I think about, oh, you have to check out by like one so someone else can check in by three. So like when you go in a hotel room, someone else's energy, warm body, skin cells,
oh god,
fingernails, hair, poop, pee was all just right there.
Skin cells. Did you say
think
skin
about
cells?
It all the time.
Oh, I think about it. And I really talk myself off all the time when I go in there. I'm like, I'm always like, let it go, let it go, let it go. Yeah. We're just human beings. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. I'm sure there's like a pandemic and a brand new one on the way, you know, the whatever. And monkeypox you can get from sheets apparently. Anyway, I don't, I try to just walk it. I talk myself off of it. I don't know. I heard someone say that in a bar. I don't know if that's true. Here's the truth. I'm not, what am I, a doctor? Here's the truth. Don't come to me for medical, but here's the deal. I am in the hotel room and I constantly am convincing myself that it's fine.
But yeah, you have to like talk yourself off the ledge over and over again. 12 days in a row. That's a lot of talking to yourself.
No, you didn't hear me what I said. In 6 weeks, I've only spent cumulatively 6 days in my own bed. Every other night was in a hotel room for 6 weeks. That's like,
that's gross.
That is like 30 some
days.
You probably have something.
You have something.
I don't have anything. I don't know. Okay. I mean, everything itches, but I don't think I have anything. But here's the point.
Everything itches.
I always think I'm going to find something disgusting. And I haven't because I've specifically don't look that hard. I did end up finding something disgusting.
Oh God.
Under the phone, you know, the phone next to the bed.
I'm gonna guess. Can you guess?
Yes, you can. It's time to play. What did I find under the phone in my hotel room? So I'm gonna just open it up and I'll tell you. I was sitting there about to go to bed and I wanted to continue watching something on my iPad because I just, you know, I can't figure out hotel TVs a lot. It's like click this to watch live TV and then the channels are. So I just download things on my iPad. I watch it.
That's fair.
So I move the phone so I can put my iPad there and lay horizontally and watch it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I pick up the phone and move it. And what did I find? Under my phone. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Malone.
Was it a used condom?
First thing I thought.
It was not a used condom.
Hmm.
May I guess, sir? Mm-hmm. Ma'am? Mm-hmm. It was a condom wrapper that was empty.
It was not a condom wrapper that was empty, but I'm seeing you guys are right here with me, so I'm just gonna... It was a condom still in the wrapper.
Okay.
Under the phone. So it was not used.
It wasn't used.
Whew, I kind of can breathe.
Okay. But I will say, like, I think in this order would have been a used condom would be the number one grossest thing to find under the phone, yeah. Right? Yeah. Next would be a condom wrapper knowing it had been used and just used. And, like, and this right. at least was like, oh, well, they were being safe, but they just left them. But I do think it allowed me to not be able to
yep.
talk myself off of the disgustingness of the hotel. It was just, yeah. and I actually took video of it.
Good.
I'll put this really? On the Kiss Kiss Club. I
but
did.
That's unacceptable. You know, you could probably get a free hotel room for that because that's really terrible.
I thought about it. And do you know the reason I didn't? Now, normally, what would you do if you found something like that? You'd go call them. Can I speak to the manager? I just want to give you a heads up that like,
tilt.
Like the they might need to do a better job cleaning these rooms mm-hmm. because there was mm-hmm. a condom right on the nightstand. And I think normal life, I would do that. I'd like to rewind about 2 hours when I checked in the hotel.
Okay.
And the person at the front desk was a huge fan.
Oh, shit.
Mine. And I mean, take a picture, gave me my whole resume. You know, when they do that, when they're like, you did yeah. this, you started uh-huh. on Jay, and I saw it, and then you were in Chelsea, and then I'm like, I know I was there.
I know. But they gave me the whole rundown. That's really sweet.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet.
And he was so sweet and so nice and so kind. And so it pissed me off so much that I couldn't then complain. Because what am I going to do? Call the guy and be like, hey, I hope you're enjoying that picture we took together. There was a condom under my phone in the room. You know, I can't. How do you go from there to there? There's nothing I can do.
I could have done it.
I can't.
Well, Malone, Malone, would you have called down?
Absolutely. 100%. I would have taken it full tilt. I would have probably got like a whole week for free. Ross, you being the television's Ross Matthews and more.
Thank you.
I mean, you should have used that angle. He probably would have given you a month.
I know. All I can think about is that story that I met Ross. He was nice. Well, he did complain. There was a condom under his phone.
That
would be the story as opposed to I met Ross and he was so nice and took a picture with me.
No, that's too pure to be pink. You need to be on the edge more.
What
Ross.
Does that mean? What? I love that. Wait, I got to Google that. Too pure.
That's a line from a movie.
Well, it's not. I did the right thing. I let him have his moment. He was proud of his
that
hotel.
Was kind.
I let him have it. I don't like ruining it for people, and that would have ruined it.
Well, that's
but I did
very
like,
nice of you. Now, sweet, what if it would have been a used condom? Would you?
Yeah,
have called
good
plan?
Question,
yeah,
Nikki.
I would have called.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it was the difference because it was wrapped. But yeah. The thing I understand what you're saying though, because you have these visuals of did someone just have sex in this bed, and you're like, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. And then you see the condom, and you're like, yes, they did.
They did.
100%.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep. Hey, can I get you a little like hotel disinfectant kit, like a little cleaning kit that you can bring around? You know, because when I go into a hotel room, like I bring antibacterial wipes, I wipe down the toilet, every handle, everything I can see and find, I wipe down. So,
do you wipe down condoms with your?
Well, that would be unacceptable.
If you found the condom under the phone, would you have thrown that condom away or kept it because it was a perfectly good condom?
Good question.
No, I wouldn't have kept it. I just would have taken a picture of it, posted it on my social media, and just taken it full tilt.
I
wouldn't
have a picture
used
of it.
That.
If I could show you, I wish
could
I could figure out. Do I know how to show you on the Zoom? Can I share the screen? I think I do.
I would know
how. Let me see if I know how to do this. Hold
I love
on.
That you took a video of the condom.
Of course I did. Okay, yeah. Hold on.
I
okay,
wish we could
on.
Interview the condom.
Colleen the condom. Connie the condom.
Colleen condom.
Okay. I don't know how to share it with you, but I really wish I could. Who knows how to share the screens on Zoom? Anyone know how
I
to
think
do
you've
this?
Done it before.
I don't know how.
Share screen. Oh, you mean bring that person as a participant?
Oh look, no, look. Can you see that?
Yes,
oh my
yes,
gosh,
we can
yes.
see it.
Wow.
Okay, I'm gonna
good.
Play
okay.
this for you.
Okay.
It's like a generic right. phone. It looks like every other hotel phone.
Thank you. There's some smudge marks by it. Okay,
magnum.
That is it's a magnum. There's some
it's
there's some smudge marks by magnum. It too. See them down there, Nikki? See the marks?
Yes.
Somebody
God.
Like
yep. Uh-huh. So that or... video will be on our social media, just so you know.
Thank God.
I'm sure whoever cleans it is a great gal, but they just missed the condom.
You don't walk barefooted. You don't walk barefoot.
I try not to, and then I, you know, sometimes you get up. I can't sleep in a sock. What am I? I can't sleep in a sock. Dear God. Do you sleep in socks?
I force myself in hotel rooms to sleep in the socks.
Nothing sounds more terrible than sleeping in a sock.
And in the shower, I put down a towel so I can stand on the towel.
You're insane.
Yeah.
You know, at the wedding, he was like on the side of the boat with his head out. He looked like Barbra Streisand and Funny Girl. You did with like your head on a tugboat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your head was just out the window.
Was it? Was it out? It was out the window during the wedding.
Yeah. Why was it out the window? Because you were hot, or were you feeling like a little nauseous?
Well, my social anxiety kicked in really hardcore. Right. No, so I was standing back, you know what I mean, to let the breeze kind of calm me. Okay. I actually had the perfect seat because I could
see
everything.
I saw you back there.
Yeah, I could see you. I saw that you made eye contact with me.
Yeah, I saw your cute little head. Aww. Yeah.
Have you ever stayed in a, you know, my number one pet peeve of anything? And this I would complain about. I would not stay in a hotel room. Like, I stayed in that hotel room after the condom. But if I walked into a hotel room that had this, I would not stay there. Do you know what I'm going to say? What do I hate more than anything else that I refuse to use?
That you refuse.
I will not use to this.
Use. Huh.
I encourage others not to as well.
Oh my God. Why am I drawing a blank? Blank.
When I say this, you're going to know. I don't hate. I can see beauty in everything except for this. I hate these. I don't trust a black toilet. Because you can't see what's in there. You can't see what's coming for you.
Would change hotel rooms because of a black toilet, but not because of a condom.
Yeah, I didn't know that was the line until it happened
until
to me. I'm telling you right now, if I walk into
a point.
I hate a black toilet. You look down there, you can't see if it's dirty, if it's clean, if someone's flushed, if they have it. You can't
skid marks.
A snake down there, rat. What's in there? You can't see.
Well, guess what?
Talk about a dark,
in a black
deep
toilet,
cavern.
Yeah, isn't a white toilet. The same thing. It's just...
I can see a snake in a white toilet. I can't see if there's a snake.
Do you really think
has
there ever been a snake in a hotel toilet?
I bet there has
rats,
been one day.
Snake. Oh, yeah. Lots of stuff come up the pipes.
Wait, I'm going to look this up now.
That's
in the meantime,
uncommon.
As we go to break, Jake Tittle wrote a song about black toilets. Jake, play us to break.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Poo. Pee.
There ain't nothing worse than having to go when you open up the bathroom and what do you see? The stall door opens and oh no, it's a jet black toilet staring back at me. And I said no, 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 no. This ain't the toilet for me.
Mm-mm.
No, no. No, oh fuck no. No, no. This ain't the potty for me. Jet black toilet, just not for me. It's really hard to tell. Is it dirty? Is it clean? Oh yeah. Solid black toilet, just not for me. Cause I can't tell if a snake or spider is staring back at me.
We'll be right back.
I want your crab and corner. I want your crab and corner. I want your crab and corner.
Welcome back to the program. It is time. Malone has a crab.
I have two crabs. The first crab's a quick one.
I got crabs from my hotel room.
Oh,
no, I did
But
not.
You've never had crabs. We've talked about this before.
I've never
They're
had
They're so cute, but so disruptive.
Okay,
my first crab's just really quick about the Jake Tittle song we just heard. It should have been called That's Not the Guy for Me, and it should have been For Me.
Oh.
Rejection.
No. Are you hold on, let me see. Is Malone the right guy for Jake Tittle? No. All right. Thank you so much.
Jesus.
My other crab is that so at Nikki's wedding, I had to get on a friend.
What?
And this is why. Because, you know, it's interesting at weddings. So at one point there was champagne put in front of all of us, right? Normal. Mm-hmm. That's normal wedding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we were to make a toast with the champagne.
I love that. That was a very classy move, I have to say. Just sort of first thing out.
Very nice.
Everyone pass around. It was a beautiful move, Nikki. Loved
beautiful
it.
Beautiful move. So I'm a recovering addict. I'm used to these things. I'm prepared for this and stuff like that. But sometimes I feel like some people are watching me going like, is he going to take a sip of that? Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. It could just be my own thing going on inside of me. But, you know, there's always the thought, you know, I have to hold that champagne glass up and there's the thought of like, boy, it would be really nice to take a sip of that, right, especially right. with social anxiety, you know, totally. To calm down, mm-hmm. but I don't have mm-hmm. that. Right. So I lift my champagne glass up and I toast with everybody, do all the toasts. And I immediately find the closest crutch I can find, which was my phone. Right. Mm-hmm. So I get on my phone and my friend says to me, you're worse than my 12-year-old. Get off that phone. That's rude. You're not being present. And I looked at him and I said, how dare you tell me what to do? Number one. And number two, do you know what's going on internally with me with champagne sitting in front of me? Mm. Like, fuck you. Like, have some compassion. You know, addicts need to find crutches. Sometimes you don't know what people are going through. So don't put judgment on, don't judge people. Don't judge what they're doing. Take care of yourself. That's a form of me taking care of myself, right? Mm-hmm.
So you went into your phone to like, just take you scroll, out of the moment take, to change, yeah. change your thought process.
Yeah.
Get, interesting. That did your friend receive that?
Good. What?
Did your friend receive that?
He received it and he shut up. Mm-hmm. He didn't say sorry, but he received it. He
did
saw
you
it.
Drink the champagne?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, but you know what I mean? That's my crabbin. My crabbin is just that try not to judge other people for what they're doing, you know, because you don't know what's going on inside of them. Yeah, a lot of people don't know what's going on inside of me. They see one side of me, the people loving person I am. But internally, I go through a lot with social anxiety and the addiction.
Right.
I just don't boast about it. I don't talk about it, you know.
Right. Mm.
So that's my crabbin, just to let people do what they need to do.
Yeah, right. Everyone has an opinion about everybody else. It's like, oh God, get out of my face.
Yeah, why? Why is that? There's so many like rules and judgments. And I'm just at this age, I just have to nip it in the butt.
I'm proud of you for too tired. Standing up for yourself if that's what you needed. And you did, you know, and I think that's great. I will say, I thought it was a beautiful move by Nikki because it was like, it was exactly what, and because I'm not an alcoholic, you know, so I don't have a problem with that. I don't know your path and what that felt like for you, but I'm really glad you stuck up for yourself, you know, yourself. I think that's great. Yeah. Just as Ross Matthews, I loved it that you did that.
Well, I loved it too. I mean, like I prefaced this by saying that was normal for a wedding to do.
Sure.
Like, I thought it was beautiful. And yeah. I even held up my champagne glass.
You did. I loved it. Nikki, that you do. I love that we all stand up for ourselves. Nikki, you wanted to have the type of wedding you wanted. And that wedding was so, you could tell it had your fingerprints all throughout. Yeah. Even like Bernie, the painting of Bernie was on your dog mm-hmm. was on the table cards. You know, it was just you and Tommy woven through it. Aww. What can I ask you?
Yes.
Like, now that the wedding's behind you and you can look at it and you did it and you nailed it. Like, what are some of your favorite moments?
Okay, I love that you asked this because there are certain little Polaroids that I have in my head, and my family being there and all together and merging my family with my friends, my LA family, was a little nerve-wracking at first, right? You're like, how is this going to work? All these pods of people, seeing everyone together and laughing and taking pictures and being silly. But there are three moments. One was watching Tommy. He didn't know I was watching him, but he was practicing his vows on the balcony.
Aww.
And he was like, and I just caught him and I just sat and watched. Aww. And I it just melted my heart almost more so than the actual exchange of the vows, because I saw him in his own little moment just practicing. It was just so cute. My other moment was when I walked down the aisle and I saw Tommy and I saw everyone, and then I locked eyes with Ross, and there was a moment of like, there's so much friendship there and so much love. And I think we both in that moment got that what you were about to do was going to change my life. And I just am so grateful that you were our officiant and I loved it. So thank you. So that moment locked. And then there's a third moment with Malone. I didn't know this moment happened until my cousin Amy sent me the picture where my mom was having an issue with her shoe, and Malone bent down to help her with the buckle of her shoe. Yeah. So it's Donna Juana sitting down and Malone down on his, you know, hands and knees, helping my mom put her shoe on. And I was just like, oh my God, I love that moment.
Oh, so of course.
Those were three really big moments. That stuck
what are your three least favorite moments?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, come on. It's life.
It was too short. I think we should have had a longer wedding, and the boat didn't tell us they were cutting off the music at like 10:30. And I was like, what? You got to tell me when it's the last song so I can properly prepare.
Yes.
The hotel bar was not open when we went back to continue the party, because everything closes down in Marina Del Rey at like 10:30 at night. So that was a bummer. And then the third thing was, I wished that I would have planned more for after the wedding. I was just, we're done now. And I still had family and friends around. I wish I would have planned like a little brunch or like a little get together. I wish I would have thought ahead. So those are my three little mini regrets.
Okay. You so did. Enough. We had this beautiful pre-wedding dinner and drinks. Tell me about it. It was fabulous, but I'll tell you this.
It was for all the out-of-town guests. It was like everyone who traveled and stayed at that hotel, welcome down to a little, but you ate, nice. The food was pretty good.
The food was fucking great.
Yeah. Right. I saw those little like, avocado toasty chippy things.
Oh, I got in that. There was a chicken skewer, that's the way to my heart. Put chicken on a stick and shove it up my ass. That's it. That's all I need.
A chicken skewer.
A chicken skewer is my favorite thing. In all complete seriousness, you know, this has been a summer chock full of a lot for all of us, right? Mm-hmm. We're all still sort of reeling from whatever we've been going through as a collective human existence on this planet. But for our family here, it's been a summer of love where Welly
and rejection.
And rejection. Because I would say Jake Tittle rejecting you is on the same level as Nikki and I both getting married.
Yeah. Right. So we should have a ceremony about it.
We should.
Yeah.
But Nikki, I got married in May and Nikki officiated my wedding, and what a beautiful bookend to the summer of love that I could do that for you. It was so beautiful, Nikki, and you and I are forever. Like when you talk about that, we locked eyes as you were walking down, we were both feeling the same thing. And I would argue that nobody can understand exactly what we were feeling, because to two people who can be there for each other like that at the same, roughly same point of time.
Yeah.
And to do that for each other is so unique. And I'm forever grateful that I share that with you forever.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, that's nice. That's
so sweet. And I agree.
And Malone,
you locked eyes with me too.
You're a great gal. I really do.
What did he say when he locked eyes with you?
Yeah, he locked eyes with me and said, why you're wearing jeans and holes in your jeans? You're wearing tennis shoes. And whose shirt is that you're wearing? Where did you get that shirt? That's what I get from him, Nikki.
Where did you get that shirt that you were wearing?
You gave it to me because you were going to throw it out. Yeah, the summer of love can suck my dick. I'm happy for you both, though.
Why did you wear jeans?
Well, I have problems with my look. I'm not in the wedding. It's on a boat. Arlene Keller, colon Keller, whatever she's called. She wore high pumps, a fur coat, some kind of crazy coat, and a gown. Like, what? You're on a boat. Like,
She looked great. It's like a vintage suit. It was so pretty.
Loved her outfit.
Well, why not wear jeans and tennis shoes? You know what I mean?
I didn't even notice you had on jeans.
First thing I walked to him, I go, jeans.
Yeah, see, why do you do that to me? Why do you treat me like that?
Was I wrong?
No. Well, no, you were wrong. Because why not wear jeans? Nikki didn't say don't wear jeans.
You called me and said, what are the stipulations for dress code? And I said, what did I say?
You said, it don't look like you're going to a barbecue, but look nice.
Wear whatever you want. Just don't look like it's not like a beach barbecue. We're going on a boat. And yeah. Like, got it.
I thought I looked nice.
Should we post a picture of what you wore? Do you have a photo of you, what you wore? We can do a yay or nay on social. Because I don't even remember what you wore.
Jeans.
I don't
either. You wore jeans with a hole in it, tennis shoes, and my old shirt.
Wait.
And my old shirt. You're so abusive.
Well,
at a wedding.
I'm looking at. Oh, you
get
did
the
wear
real
jeans.
Ross, you see.
But you wore a jacket.
Married. Oh, I'm so happy. Malone. I'm looking at why are you wearing that? Harsh. Sybil. He's like Sybil.
Oh my God.
The summer of love can suck my dick. All right. Well,
you looked cute.
All right.
Well, listen, on that note,
thank you, Nikki.
Love you.
It was beautiful. We all got to come together and celebrate the wedding of Tommy to one of our favorite gals, Nikki Boyer. And I love you so much, Nikki. And thank you for this wedding recap. Thank you to everybody. And thank you to the hardworking cleaning staff of the hotel I stayed in Burbank.
Knock it out of the park.
Wait, I have one last question. Did you have sex with Tommy
on the wedding night? That's so funny. Ross asked me that last night at dinner. We knew we would be way too tired, so we did it the night before. So we like got it in. But on wedding night, I had 7 shots of tequila, and I
understood.
I needed to go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't understand how people have sex on their wedding night, especially people who have never had sex before. I think I talked about this after my wedding. The people who are like back in the olden days when they're like, oh, that's the night where you lose your virginity. Let me fuck off. Just fuck you. The wedding is exhausting. Your family's there. You're this there. Everyone's there. Yeah. If I was some poor girl and my new husband was coming at me with that big giant throbbing dick, get fucked. It's not happening. I'm going to bed.
But don't you feel, how do you deal with, I'm not in a relationship, thank you, but how do you deal with the pressure of the programming to think that you should have sex on your wedding night? Like, do you just communicate or do you just both fall asleep?
No, we communicated about it. We were like, hey, let's talk about the elephant in the room, right? Are we going to do it? And he's like, probably not. We're going to be too tired. So let's squeeze it in the day before. But that's a good question. That's something good to talk about.
Yeah, I would recommend this. I'd recommend just get it out of the way or plan for the next morning. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
just
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's just too much. Too much.
Plan.
Too much. Anyway.
I'm hungry.
I'm horny. All right, everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Love you so much. Nikki, congratulations.
Where's Baby Doll? What if Baby Doll just came in and they started having sex?
We'll see you next week, everybody. Much love to you and yours. Hope you have a summer of love as well. That's a fact. He'll talk you through your day to day. Keep you coming back. This is tough love, honey. Come straight talk with Ross. Straight talk with Ross. Every week, straight talk with Ross. With Malone and Nikki. Straight talk with Ross. Mumbo jumbo jive. Straight talk with Ross. Straight talk with Ross.
Woo! Get it, cooks.
Come on, mom! Did you just post that pic? I got something to say about it. It goes something like this. Don't post that photo of your heart, but hold on, Facebook. You know, you've got to take it down quickly before everybody gets a good look.
See you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.